This weekend, Fresno State's music department will be performing the opera Madama Butterfly. The 100-year-old show is about the convoluted marriage of an American naval officer and a Japanese geisha known as Madama Butterfly. To learn more about the performance and navigating racial stereotypes, FM89's Laura Tsutsui spoke to director and producer Anthony Radford, chorus master Carrie Earnhardt, and voice coach Maria Okunev-Briggs. Okunev-Briggs also plays the title role of Madama Butterfly.
This opera was written by an Italian composer, Giacomo Puccini, back in 1904. So, Tony, what makes this opera stand out even 100 years later?
I think it starts for me with the poignancy of the story, followed closely by the music. There are very few times where you can have a theatrical experience that is supported by 60 musicians, joined by singers singing the most passionate arias that are in the repertory. And that's why it's the most, I think that's why it's the most popular opera, along with La Bohème, in the world currently.
And as the chorus master, Carrie, so you're working with current students to fill out the ensemble roles. And so many of them have never sang opera before, though, but how have they responded to learning it, to learning how to sing it?
I think that they're intrigued. I think that they're excited. That's part of our job, is to get them excited about it and share some of our experiences in our own opera, you know, experiences growing up.
I'm really curious, can anyone sing opera?
That's a very interesting question. I think that you can train anyone to do certain things in the opera. I think for opera choruses, there's a lot more flexibility.
Anytime Madama Butterfly is performed, it does bring up questions about diversity and representation. And there are moments, I think, when in some stagings, a character could become a stereotype. Butterfly may be played in as a submissive Asian woman, or Kate, the American wife, may be portrayed as a bit of a white savior figure. But Tony, how do you balance the desire to be true to what Puccini wrote, what he first staged, while not adhering to stereotypes?
Well, we come up against this question a lot in opera, because opera borrows tales from many different cultures. And what I've learned over the years is to do as much research as you can whenever you put on an opera, and treat whatever culture you're dealing with, borrowing from, because we are borrowing, we treat that from a place of honesty and respect and research, and be honest with, if we make mistakes, be open to those criticisms, and try better next time. But I think it comes down to respect and honesty when we're performing other people's, representing other people's cultures.
Maria, so you are playing, the title role of Butterfly. How did you prepare for this role?
How did I prepare? With trepidation. It's such an iconic role. It's been sung by some of the greatest singers of the century. And the music is not easy, so I try to be as detailed as possible. Again, do a lot of research and learn it very slowly, very diligently, as much as I can.
What about the challenge of not being Japanese but playing what is written as a Japanese character?
Well, I'm not going to try and be Japanese, because I'm not, obviously. Whenever you go and see an opera, whether it's Turandot, where it's set in China, or Carmen, set in Seville, which, by the way, is sung in French, or, there's many, many examples, Queen of Spades, set in Russia, you will almost always have singers that sing the roles will be of a completely different nationality. And so in my case, I'm a Russian-born soprano who grew up in Australia and moved to U.S., singing this Japanese character in Italian, written by an Italian composer. So it's I feel like a very international person doing that. But also, people coming to opera need to be prepared to have the suspense of disbelief, to enjoy the opera. if you're not prepared to take that leap, I don't think you will enjoy it very much. I think when we come see any piece of theater, that has to happen. So, and Tchaikovsky said, people criticize opera, but you can't expect the opera to be a realistic piece of drama or like a documentary, because people in their right mind and people who are kind of balanced don't break out into song to say something. Yeah.
Being that this is, as you mentioned, this is kind of almost like an international thing. It's an Italian, it's an opera sung in Italian, written by an Italian composer, but about a romance between an American and a Japanese woman. So I guess, how do you translate that story to people when it's maybe not in a language that they understand and it's singing? How do you do that?
Well, practically, we put the translation up above the stage in super titles. So the audience will be able to read the language in English. So that's practically how we do it. We also hope that that the audience will be able to read the plot in their programs before it happens, if they're unfamiliar with it. But this piece also exists in other forms in our culture. Miss Saigon, if they've gone and seen Miss Saigon, that will be a very familiar plot to them. So there are a number of ways that we help.
We also have a pre-opera talk, given by our musicology professor, John Carr. So I think it's a very good idea for pieces like that to have a sort of a small lecture that precedes a performance, because that really helps people. And if they have questions at the time, they can also ask them.
It'd be an hour before.
Mm-hmm, an hour before, yeah.
And then briefly from you all, what is most exciting to you about this performance, about even putting this on in the first place? Carrie, let's start with you.
I think one of the coolest things about it is you have the director of choral activities, our two lead voice professors, the head of our orchestral department, and one of our musicologists all working together with our student body. And I think that that's really exciting and something unique that you don't find on a lot of university campuses. So, that way, our students get the best of all of us, I think, in that setting. So I think that is, for me, one of the most exciting aspects of it.
For me, it's bringing to Fresno something that doesn't often get done here, which is a large-scale opera with a large-scale orchestra, with professional singers, in a very intimate setting. We are right on top of the audience, and there aren't very many, there's 300 seats. So it is exciting and electric, and bringing it to this community is a real pleasure.
I think all the main points have been covered. I agree with everything. I think also it's very exciting to see our students rise up to the challenge. Not just the singers, but the orchestra, because the score is very challenging. And when you hear them play, they played like the London Symphony. They're amazing. And to see everything come together and see our students succeed in putting this on, and not just musically, but also with their assignments in directing. We have a student director, we have students doing costumes, we have students doing props and sets and publicity, and they're doing a really great job, and that's exciting for me as well.
Wonderful. We have been talking to Dr. Tony Radford, Dr. Maria Briggs, and Dr. Carrie Earnhardt, all faculty at Fresno State's Music Department, putting on Madama Butterfly this upcoming weekend. Thank you all for taking the time.
Thank you.